Gabo recording edits of June 13th, 1977.
Thank you.
Got me on
now? Say that again, this thing stopped.
Florida, Polk County.
Yes, sir. You born in Polk County?
Yes, sir. I was born in Polk County in 1911 in Polk County near Bartow. Since that time, the place I was born has been incorporated in the city of Bartow. My birth certificate states that I was born in Bartow.
How long did you live there?
Only a few years, 2 years, I think. My daddy lived there 2 years and then moved to Mulberry. Mulberry is 18 miles west of Bartow.
And Mulberry in this county, too?
Mulberry's in Polk County. My father was a railroad man. He worked for the railroad for years, and then transferred into the Polk County Phosphate District and worked in the phosphate mine.
And your mother and father, where were they born?
Father was born in Logan County, West Virginia. Mother was born in South Georgia. Mother's father moved to Florida immediately after the Civil War, settled in Orlando. Daddy moved down in 1980 to West Virginia to the railroad. Got my mother and they were married in 1881 or 2, I think, in Orlando, Florida.
How old are you now, Mr.
Scanlon? I'll be 77, June 24th.
This month,
though?
Happy birthday,
isn't it? I'll celebrate it next week.
Pretty good. And I guess you've been around these parts most of your life?
With exception of about a year while I was in the service in 1918, and a year at Washington Lee University, going to school in West Virginia.
Service
from Washington and Lee. They had a program during the war, First World War. They called it the SATC, Students at the College. It was, later became the ROTC. And once I qualified and got into the SATC, and while attending school at Lexington, and meanwhile I took the flu and had to drop out the courses at Washington Lee, and then was transferred to Petersburg, Virginia to Camp Lee, a regular army base where they could operate on me for appendicitis, and there I stayed until after the war. And I was unable to go back to the University of Florida for financial reasons. Things got pretty rough. Daddy had 8 children, and I had to stay home and help him with support.
I guess.
The phosphate industry was